BBC News, hello, I'm Gareth Barlow. The Taal volcano in the Philippines has thrown molten rock into the sky, triggering official warnings that a hazardous eruption of toxic gas may be imminent. More than 24,000 people have evacuated the area. Howard Johnson is in Tagaytay City and described the scene near the volcano.
Normally it's verdant and luscious round here, the vegetation, but today it looks like a lunar landscape. There's this grey dust all over the buildings here. I can see a pineapple grove in front of me completely covered in ash. This is only a two-hour drive away from the Philippine capital, Manila, which has millions of people living there. The Philippine authorities say that it's at level 4. Out of a maximum 5, that means that a hazardous eruption could be imminent, could happen within hours or days, according to the authorities.
The chief of the police in the Iranian capital, Tehran, says officers are under orders to show restraint towards protesters furious over the shooting down of a Ukrainian airliner. Hossein Rahimi denied police had used live ammunition against demonstrators on Sunday. Several prominent Iranians have come out to denounce the authorities. Gamal Nadiri is a commentator on Iran's state-run Press TV.
Millions and millions and millions of people took to the streets after the assassination of IRGC commander by American forces in Iraq, and this included the opposition and even the reformist camp. It was a rare moment of national unity, but the IRGC commanders and their forces blew it after mistakenly shooting down this Ukrainian airplane. This is a divided country. There are millions also of people out there that do not support the establishment and they want change.
France's President Emmanuel Macron is hosting a summit later with his counterparts from the Sahel to discuss the military campaign against jihadist militants. Leaders from Chad, Niger, Mali, Burkina Faso and Mauritania, known as the G5 Sahel, are gathering in the southern French town of Pau. Lamine Concabo reports.
Mr. Macron expects more than just symbolism from the meeting. He wants a clear understanding from his African counterparts that the French troops are not the occupation forces that some critics claim, and he wants to redefine the operation's mission and gather more international support for the military campaign in the Sahel. To that end, Mr. Macron has invited the head of the European Council and the chairman of the executive body of the African Union to join the discussions.
Queen Elizabeth is holding talks at her Sandringham residence in England later to try to map out a future path for the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, following their announcement that they want to step back as senior royals. The couple have said they want to split their time in future between the UK and North America, and they want to work towards becoming financially independent. Live from London, this is the latest world news from the BBC.